stores, and you two were there when Trader leaned on them and cleaned them out, made sure they never came back to bother me.
JB eased away the Uzi that had suddenly appeared as the man recognized him.
Sure, I remember. Dark night. Must have been at least 10 years back.
All of that, yeah. I'm sorry, friends, I don't recall your names. Kind of to my age and my white port wine. Don't seem to be able to remember things quite as well as I used to.
Well, I'm Ryan Cotter. This is J.B. Dix, Dr. Theophilus Tanner, Christy Roth, Dr. Mildred Wyeth, Jack Lauren, and my boy, Dean.
Well, how you do? How you do?
Clicker Scales insisted on enthusiastically shaking hands with all of them, grinning broadly, showing chipped, stained teeth.
Hey, barkeep!
Fuck off! I'm with my friends! There. Well, now this is my Gaudy. I've been waiting all this time to repay that good deed to Trader. Now, you can have rooms and free food for as long as you like, and as much drink as your stomachs can handle. How about that?
Never turn down a generous offer. Just 3 rooms, 7 beds, 2 twos, and 3 for 1 night will do it. Won't turn down supper and breakfast tomorrow before we get on our way again. Thank you kindly.
Oh, sure thing. Tell me, Ryan Cotter, whatever happened to that fine old boy Trader? I heard he'd bought the farm against some renegade Utes up near the Sippy.
No. Last I heard, he was somewhere out in the Western Islands. I'll give him your best next time I run into him.
Well, you do that, Mr. Cotter. Please do that.
He smiled and nodded like a clockwork Buddha.
Now, you turn down the ladies, I believe. Jack free offers extend to them if any of you... No? Oh, fair enough, friends. Let me show you to your rooms, and then there's a bathhouse out back with good hot water.
Food?
Oh, of course, Miss Roth, but, right now, only some heat-up soup and bread with refried beans, because cook's not here until 6 p.m.
Perhaps we might delay our repast until the evening.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, then, how about a small drink before you go up to your rooms? We got the best range of pre-dark rarities anywhere around Washington Hole.
Pre-dark drinks?
Jack stared suspiciously at the barkeep.
Cross my heart and hope to die, friends. The center of the old ville was wiped clean away on minute one of hour one of day one of sky dark, but plenty of the stores out in the suburbs were still left standing. Not many people alive for miles, so there's plenty of stuff around.
What kind of drinks?
Now, normally some of them go for a barrel load of Jack, lady, but for friends of Trader...
Come, jovial mine host, list us your drinkables. There's a good fellow.
Well, we got peach snaps, cream of menthe, amaretta, coin trio. That's a kind of a fiery orange flavor. Real nice. Now, I'm not sure how you pronounce that blue stuff next to it. It's spelt C-U-R-A-C-A-O. Sounds kind of mixed to me.
Curacao. An island in the Caribbean, actually.
All mixed to me.
You got any fine drinking whiskey? Those all look and sound too fancy.
The barman tugged at his curly side whiskers, sniffing and wiping his beaked nose on his sleeve.
Well, I wouldn't steer you wrong, Mr. Carter. Now, the first things to go were the good whiskeys, the corns and malts. There was a warehouse out beyond Rockville, been buried under some nuke damage for years. Quake uncovered it 8 years ago. Baron Sharp was out that way on one of his hunting expeditions, and him and me had kind of an arrangement over my girls. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. And you got first hands on the liquor.
Yeah, sure did. But these foreign drinks is all I got left. Folks say they taste real good. Now, why don't you give them a try?
I'll have a glass of Cointreau.
Same for me. Make it a double, if you will. Most excellent. Fill the flowing bowl, landlord, and let who will be sober.
How's that, doctor?
Ignore him, Peter. I'll try that green drink. Cream of something.
Menthe. Reckon it means mint, because that's what it tastes like. It's kind of sweet.
Can I have that too, Dad?
Sure, Dean.
The barman busily blew dirt off the bottles, finding an array of glasses and wiping them around with a corner of his apron. He poured out generous measures of the clear Cointreau and the dark green mint liqueur.
Gentlemen, nothing for me. Hot bath and a rest will do. I got some risky vodka, J.B. Strongest proof you ever knew. You gotta swallow it as soon as it touches your lip or it strips the coating off your teeth.
Yeah, I tried that.
Yeah, attaboy. Mr. Carter?
I'll try the same.
There wasn't any kind of rot gut all along the frontier that hadn't been sampled by Ryan. He took the glass and lifted it.
Here's to blasters fixed good and firm-feeling women.
Ryan!
Only joking, babe. It used to be traitor's favorite toast.
Here's to warm beds, good food, and honest friends.
Better. Oh, hey, that's good.
Ryan gulped half the contents of the shot glass into his mouth. For a moment, this high-proof vodka tasted cold, so fast was it evaporating. Then the heat began to make itself felt, and he quickly swallowed it. There was a half second when it didn't seem any worse than any other gaudy liquor. Then the fire scorched down his throat, reaching his stomach in seconds.
Whoa, fire blast. That'd strip the paint off a warwag's belly.
Ryan glanced sideways at the albino teenager, who had drained his glass in a single swallow. Jack grinned at him, showing no visible sign of distress.
Nada.
Ryan finished off his drink, managing to hold it down.
Yeah, me too.
Don't get into a tough man's contest, Ryan. Try this stuff.
No thanks, Christy. I'll stick to this vodka.
The second glass wasn't any easier, and he struggled as his drink burned its way down.
Prime stuff, ain't it, friends? He knew how to brew hooch in the old pre-dark days.
You won't hear any argument from me on that matter.
Doc placed his glass carefully down on the bar top.
But I think one is sufficient. Perhaps a second round of imbibing when we come down to dine.
The barkeep grinned, showing a mouth that seemed overfilled with a jumble of teeth.
What I like to hear, Doc, that's what I like to hear. Now, let me show you to your rooms. Ryan, after supper, maybe you could sit down with me and tell me some tales of Trader in those good old days?
Good old days?
Ryan suddenly felt like someone had replaced his brain with warm gruel, and somehow made his tongue swell to twice its normal size.
Trader used to tell us that they was just a bunch of people doing the best they could. That was all the good old days was.
Well, he might have been right about that.
The stairs were steep and uneven. Ryan tripped halfway up, nearly dropping the stair off his shoulder.
Oh, shit. Fuck you!
Oh, now don't you pay them no never mind.
Clinker Scale showed them to their rooms, a front double for Ryan and Christy, an identical one across the passage for JB and Mildred, and a bigger family room for Doc, Jack, and Dean at the end of the corridor, next to the bathroom.
Best Green Hills got to offer. I'll see y'all later.
Everyone took advantage of the unusually good bathing facilities, a proper bathroom with a large tub and endless supplies of piped water, coming, Clinker Scales explained, from local hot springs. Dean raced to be first, and emerged as pink as a peeled prawn, his black curly hair pasted flat to his scalp, looking much younger than his 11 years. Doc insisted on the courtesy due to his age and claimed second place, singing romantically maudlin old parlor songs at the very top of his booming voice.
She was poor, but she was honest, a victim of a village crime.
After Jack had gone down and knocked several times on the bathroom door, Doc came out, rosy-cheeked, beaming from ear to ear.
Wonderful. The jug of wine and loaf of bread can take second place to a hot bath any day of the week. Though I am rather looking forward to the loaf of bread and jug of wine a little later this evening.
Mildred and J.B. took fourth and fifth places. The armorer, still surrounded by wisps of steam, knocked on Ryan's bedroom door. J.B. had a towel around his middle, with the Uzi slung over his naked shoulder, his misted spectacles gripped tightly in his left hand.
Good. Your turn.
Thanks.
Sober up yet?
Yeah. Was only a little buzz.
Right. How's the time?
Ryan checked the cron on his left wrist.
Just after 4 in the afternoon.
Think this place is safe, Ryan?
I guess so. I do remember Clinker Scales. Nice to find someone who doesn't spit in your face at the news that you once rode the warwax with Trader.
True enough. Heard him mention a baron in the region. Didn't catch the name.
You hear the name of the baron, Christy?
Sharp, he said.
We'll find out more about him while